I know this is mean, but we've all done it. I know we have. We've all been in a store at some point or another, and you see someone that's so fucking ugly you can't even look at them. But then, to satisfy your curiosity and to make sure that you've seen what you didn't really think you've seen, you kind of do that little, you know, that little peek around, you know, where you try to look at them, but you don't let them know that you're looking at them. So that way you can look at them and you're like, God damn! The fuck happened to your fucking face? I mean, that's a fucked up face. Somebody gonna whack that motherfucker in with a shovel or something. I mean, the Elephant Man just became fuckable thanks to this guy. Like, you go up to him and, like, rub that big fucked up forehead and be like, ooh, Rocky. And he'd be like, ooh, this is nice. Keep going. Yeah. And, you know, everything's good. But, this guy, shit. He goes out in the public just to fuck with people. Like, really, he likes to waddle up behind people and breathe heavily on the back of their necks. He's like, get up there, and he'd be standing there looking at some shit, you know, looking at a book or whatever, and he'd be like, yeah, you know, just wait for you to turn around so he can get a reaction. He got mine, I turned around, I just did a silent scream. I'm pretty good at those. I was like, whole time I'm standing there doing the scream, I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck happened to his face. And I think I got it. I think Mike Tyson was like his first victim. And it didn't go well at all. Like, he gets up behind Mike Tyson, he waddles up there, and he's like, gives him a little lick on the back of the neck, pissed Tyson off. Tyson turns around and just, motherfucker! And punched him right in the nose. And the punch said, pow! His nose said, God damn it! Grabbed his upper lip and ran straight to the back of the skull for cover. And, that's the tale of Shovel Face.